Amen. It's good to be in the house of God. Amen. Thankful for the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. I'm looking at Joshua's book, Joshua chapter 1 tonight. And while you're turning there, let me remind you of this is principle. The Lord Jesus Christ must be experienced in the soul by repentance.
Amen.
He also must be enthroned in the heart by faith.
Amen.
And again, he's enjoyed in the mind by surrender.
Amen.
But he is exhibited in the life by obedience. And how important that is. I'm grateful for this privilege to be here tonight, and I'll try to say what the Lord's impressed my heart with this evening, and I trust it'll be a blessing and help to you. These are uncertain days, but I'm glad that we know the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. It's a fact that we're saved tonight because he came to us.
Amen.
We weren't looking for him. I wasn't looking for him. But he came looking for me, and I'm grateful for that. Joshua chapter 1. I have some notes that I jotted down here on that last chapter of Deuteronomy on that verse up there. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. I see the superiority of our God. The safety in God, he's our great protection. The support from God, he's like an eagle. He carries us on his wings. The strength of our God, he's an omnipotent God.
Amen.
And so he said, the eternal God is the refuge underneath of the everlasting arms. I am grateful for the unlimited strength of those arms.
Mm.
The ultimate stretch of those arms.
Yeah.
And the unending stability of those arms. So it can't fall anywhere but just into the arms of God Almighty. Amen. I'm saying I know him, but he knows me. Joshua, this is a transition time. A transition time. Joshua chapter 1, the Bible said, Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore rise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that hath I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand, or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. I'll stop my reading there, and I call your attention particularly to verse number 5. in the latter part of that verse, he said, as I was with Moses. As I was with Moses, he said, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. I don't know about you, but that helps me. You said, well, that's written in Joshua. I don't say, every word of God is profitable for us. Yeah. Are y'all all right? I'm going to preach a little while tonight on the strengthening medicine for the servant of God. Or I could put it this way. He'll do it again. If he did it one time, praise God, he can do it again. I'm grateful that he's still on the throne. And he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask him. See, no doubt about it, God's spoken to Joshua before. That's not the first time he's talked to Joshua before. And Joshua's been obedient. He was one of the two that brought back a good report. Amen. All the rest of them died. But he's still living. He's still trusting his God. I'm saying, if you did it one time, he can do it again. If it did for Joshua, he can do it for you. So I'm saying it this way. Joshua was about to enter into a new work. He's fixed and he's moving from a servant and he's risen to the place of ruler. It now falls his lot to lead the people of God. I'm telling you, God is interested in leaders. Dr. Robertson used to say, everything rises and falls on leadership. And I'm grateful for the leadership I received under his ministry. And so on the threshold of this endeavor, the Lord appears to his servant and says, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. It might get tough, but I'm telling you, God said, I will not fail. He's never failed. Yeah. I've failed a lot of times, but praise God, he's never failed. And so he's given some encouragement. He said, I'll not fail thee, nor forsake thee. When the people of God came into a fresh position, they shall have fresh revelations of God's love. And so you see, there's new dangers will bring new protection. And new difficulties will bring forth new help. And new discouragements will bring forth new comfort. What the Lord said to Joshua was particularly encouraging. I don't know about you, but I need some encouragement along the way. Every once in a while, God will pull back the curtain. He said, as I was with them, so I'm with you. I will not fail you. But listen. We're not defeated. Listen, we are children of God. We have the Holy Spirit of God indwelling us that guides us into all truth. So I say this. It's particularly encouraging that it came precisely when he needed it. So I remind you again, there's a transition. Moses dead. And God has Joshua. And he's always had his Joshuas. And I notice this, that great was his peril. And great was the consolation that came from the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I want you to consider with me that divine promise. He said, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Just don't get too excited about it. Don't get too, but it's God talking. Not Joshua, it's God talking. He said, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. I'm telling you, I'm encouraged to know that he didn't fail Joshua. And listen, has it ever failed me? Just been saved over 63 years. I thought I'd tell you it's holding real good. And God has never failed me. So you said, what you going to do when you get old? I are in that place this night. I just turned 82 last month. But I'm telling you, before Social Security, there was a God who said, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And before Medicare, there's a God who said, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Cheer up, my brother. We're on the winning side. We're not going to have to kick a field goal to see whether we won or not. Oh, no, no. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. So he said, fear thou not, for I'm with thee. And so he said, I will not fail thee, and I'll not forsake thee. Four things. It's very cheering to Joshua himself in reference to himself. It's a personal message. He's a yielded servant to the Lord. Joshua had been Moses' servant, and no doubt considered himself to be very inferior. Hello? The devil will get you to compare what you're trying to do with what somebody else is trying to do, and you'll be defeated every time. I'm telling you, this matter of promise of God is a personal promise. As he gave it to Joshua, he gives it to me, and he gives it to you. You see, it's this. Joshua had been Moses' servant, no doubt considered himself inferior and to the great lawgiver, but humility is in is having the right attitude. Having the right attitude. The right estimate of our own powers. We are nothing. We are not sufficient of ourselves. Joshua probably is under a very pressing sense of his of these difficulties. Moses, a great servant. Moses is dead. But God had a Joshua. And Joshua said, he said, Joshua, thought I'd remind you that just like I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will not fail thee, and I'll not forsake you. And so he said, I will not fail thee. Listen, this is giving him courage in his heart. Then Moses said, I'll not fail. He said, I'll not fail thee nor forsake thee. If God be with you in your weakness, it becomes strength. And God being with you in your folly will lead to wisdom. And God being with you in your timidity will, listen, give you greater courage. It's God. It's not me. It's God. But I'm a child of the great I am. Oh yes, he said, I'm the good shepherd, amen. And he said this, he said, I am the door. He said, I am the truth and the life. I'm saying I'm grateful for who he is. He made me a promise. He said, as just like I was with Moses, I'm going to be with thee. And so the conditions will be exceeding suitable, or the consolation exceeding suitable in the presence of his enemies. And so he had spied out the land, and he knew that it was inhabited by the giants, men that was famous both in stature and in strength. He knew that they were wise, warlike people. He knew about the cities. He knew about the borders. And the Lord Jesus said, now, just want to remind you, don't get too preoccupied with all that. I just want to remind you that I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And so if Jesus goes with me, I just go anywhere. I'm trying to say tonight, listen, the Lord said, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And what more could we ask? And so we come to this. In the presence of God, the Anakims become dwarfs, and the strongholds become like as a lodge in the garden of cucumbers. The chariots of iron are as a thistle down upon the hillside, driven before the blasts of wind. And so, what's strong against the Most High? It might be too much for Joshua, but it's not too much for Joshua's God. He's one. Oh yes, I'm saying I've been in those places where it dropped in my light overnight, and I'm saying, dear God, what am I doing here? I can't handle this. But I'll tell you, The God who promised Joshua made me a promise too. He said, I'll not forsake thee. I'll not leave thee. Hey, we are never alone. And so I'm seeing this, that he's with us in more than, he that's with us is more than those that are against us. And so the consolation was sufficient for all the supplies. He said, how shall this people be fed? How are they going to be fed? Well, I say, he said, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And God fed that crowd yonder in the wilderness. There was no limit to God's supply for them in the wilderness. And so he was able to supply all their needs, all the demands for nourishment. And none shall lack for bread, the Bible said. And so none shall lack for bread. And when when he unlocks the wardrobes, none shall go bare. I'm talking about the God who said, I'll never fail thee, and I'm not going to forsake thee. And so there's no room for anxiety in Joshua's mind. As for himself, if he's weak, I say to you, this was made him strong. As for his enemies, if they were powerful, I'm saying to you, this promise makes him stronger than the enemies. And if Israel's needs were great, the promise supplied all their needs. I don't know what your need is tonight, but I'm telling you, there's a big God that's still able to meet your needs tonight. I don't know what's going to happen in the election. Don't know what's going to happen this year. It might not look too good, but I'm telling you, we have a God that's still on the throne. We have a God that cares for us. Have a God that's touched with the feelings of our infirmities, and he's well able to meet every need that we have. So just keep on trusting God. Trust him where you can't trace him. When you don't feel him, when you don't sense him, he's still there, standing somewhere in the shadows. You'll find Jesus. I'm saying, he said, Joshua, I was to remind you that I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And so when the Lord opens the granaries, none shall lack for food. I'm reminded this, when he locks the wardrobes, none will go bare. So no room for anxiety. As for himself, he might have been weak, but he's made stronger than his enemies. And if that was powerful, this promise made him stronger than they. I'm saying this, if Israel's needs were great, the promise to supply this need were greater. And so the promise brought consolation when he saw the people failing him. I'm saying people will fail you. Only Caleb was left, but he's an old man now. He's grown lonely, yet the Lord has said, I will not fail thee. I won't forsake thee. And he said, God said, thought I'd remind you that I'm not going to die. He's still very much alive. I'm saying I'm grateful for that thy friend, the friend that sticketh close to brother in heaven, will live forever. Others may fail, but I say to you, he said, I will not fail. I will not forsake thee. I thought I'd tell you, I'm preaching tonight on, I will not fail nor forsake thee. Thought I'd tell you, it worked out real good for Joshua, and it worked out real good for you if you just trust him by faith. You said you lost your job, lost your church, lost your health. I'm telling you, God said, I will not fail thee, and I will not forsake thee. And so when your loved one is ushered into that surgery room and you feel like you're all alone, I'm telling you, my wife didn't go into the surgery alone. I'm telling you, God moved in that day, and God manifested him, and God reminded us again and again, I will not fail thee, and I will not forsake thee. And so it's this. They may prove to be, men might prove to be cowards and traitors, but God said, I will not fail thee. And so when could we consider that promise to be spoken to us? Well, that's a pretty good question. The promise is to every man of like faith as Joshua. Promise to every man. And so there's no respecter of persons. If God did it for Joshua, don't you think he'll do it for you? Well, yeah, cheer up, my brother. I'm telling you, we're not singing. We're climbing up the rough side of the mountain. And we're not singing, if anybody makes it, oh Lord, surely I will. We're saying, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, slain before the foundation of the world, tasted death for every man, and I don't have to go to hell. I'm God's child. He's my personal Savior. And the promises of God is yea and amen. You can depend. Go to the bank with it. Trust God with it. And so we considered ours a promise is to every man like faith of Joshua, no respecter of persons. The Scripture is not of any private interpretation. And hold on just a minute. Got your safety belt on. There is no text that's been spent itself with the person that first received it. Oh no, you. If it worked there, it'll work here. If it worked on the mission field, it'll work in a little church down the road. Amen. I'm talking about the promise of God. And God can do it again. And you said, well, what are we going to do? Our pastor's resigned, taking another church, and we're wringing our hands saying, what we're going to do? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to keep on trusting God. We're going to believe Him when He said, I'll not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And God could put you a man in here tomorrow. It might be 6 months or long, but I'm saying God has somebody somewhere, just like he had Joshua at the takeover when Moses moves off the scene. I'm telling you, that's our God. He's your God and my God, and He's interested in every aspect of your life. And so I say this, that interpretation of the Scriptures, there's no text spent itself upon the one person who first received it. God's comfort is like wells, which no one or no set of men can drain dry. I'm saying a well may have been opened for Hagar, but I say to you, that well is never closed. And again, and any other wanderer may drink from the well. Amen. It's not going to run dry. It's this. Now, when we're called to do God's service, and that's what we've done. We've been called to do God. Joshua's work was God's work. And so Joshua was God's executor. The sword is in the hand of the Lord for driving out the condemned races. So Joshua's not entering in an engagement of his own choosing. I heard Pastor Rutledge say, I was content right here doing what I was doing. And God said, I want you to be there. And I'm going to tell you, it's important for him to mind God. And it didn't take God by surprise. And by the way, I'm saying, cheer up, my brother. Don't get weary in well-doing. God is still on the throne, and the promises of God are real. You can depend upon Him, and He'll help you when you need help. And so I'm saying it this way. Joshua was not entering into an engagement of his own choosing or devising. He had not elected himself. I've met some preachers that have elected themselves. They've elected themselves, and they selected their own work, and God had nothing to do with the call of it. You're welcome. I'm saying he's put into office. And God bids him to follow the leadership. And so, if you're serving God, do you seek to win souls? I'm saying, are you an instrument in God's hand, accomplishing God's purpose? Now, if you know that God has called you to a specific work, then go in God's name and endeavor to serve to the glory of our God. I'm saying, when you're on your own feet, you may dash that against a stone. But I'm saying, when you're running in your own strength, you may faint along the way. But I'm reminded that he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I heard that today again. And I said, amen. I'm glad that God has promised us the strength we need. And so verse 5, he said, we may take the promise when we are engaged in God's work. And when we're involved in it, we must be careful to walk in God's ways. We must not expect the God of truth to be with us if we're going away from God and away from His truth. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God wants us to comprehend the truth. He wants us to be conformed to the truth. He wants us to be those who communicate the truth. So I can tell you tonight, God said, I'll not fail thee. I'm not going to forsake thee. Be careful how you live and go on doing right at all costs. Just doing right, as Bob Jones Sr. would say, just do right if the stars fall. Just keep on doing right. You know what's right. I'm telling this now. I consider what the promise does not preclude. In verse number 5, he said, as I was with Moses, so I'll be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Could I say, it does not preclude effort. Fred Brown said he thought his brother was the laziest human he ever met in his life. He said his daddy left him at home to hoe the corn. And he said if they're out in the field hoeing the corn, and said if he stopped, said his brother to sit down. And said if he'd sit down, his brother to lay down. And said if he laid down, his brother to go to sleep. He said, I was afraid to go to sleep, afraid my brother would die. I'm telling you, God, I met some of those along the way. So it's recognized. It does not include. Are you listening? I'm talking about consider what that promise does not preclude. It does not preclude an occasional disaster. You're going to have some problems along the way. There'll be an AI out there somewhere. And the most successful enterprise will have some discouragements. And so we do not allow temporary disappointments to do or dismay us. We just keep on keeping on. God will test you, but He will not fail you. Oh yeah. And he said, I'll not forsake thee. It does not preclude some frequent tribulations and testings of the faith. Bread shall be given, but not always in a full loaf. Not always a full slice. Not always a half a slice. Not always crumbs. But God will not fail. I'm saying God is, listen, we can always depend upon Him. And He'll grant to us the water we need. It might not be a full brook. It may come in a small cup. Just a sip at a time. But aren't you glad for that? Yes. That's God. And so God has promised to take us. God has not promised to take any of us to heaven without testing our faith. Right. Faith will be tested. And so Paul writing, he said, when your faith is increased, we shall be enlarged by you to preach the gospel in regions beyond. When your faith is increased. How's that happen? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I read a little bit about what God said to Joshua. The increase of my faith. Amen. If God did it for Joshua, He can do it for me. And so the Lord is to be trusted. He will not allow the faithful to be confounded. He has said it, and He will perform it. Yes, sir. And so the promise does not preclude suffering. God never delivered Paul from a thorn in the flesh, but He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I give you grace sufficient. And so Paul said, most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in mine infirmity that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And so there's some things that's greater than the thorn.
Yes.
Something greater. The plan of God is greater than the thorn.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Listen, I'm telling you, God has. And so we know that, how many things? All things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Now, I'm trying to get done. The promise does not preclude suffering. God, listen, Peter suffered, the martyrs suffered, the early church suffered, and we may have to groan in our Gethsemane, but I'm going to say to you, God still will not fail. He will not. And so what does it mean to us? What's that verse? There's two things. There is no, are you listening? There is no failure for your work. So he said, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain. Amen. In the Lord. And so when the devil crawls up your sleeve and whispers in your ear, said you're a failure, remind him where he came from, and remind him where he's going, and remind him that we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. I'm saying this, the promise does not preclude. And so we may have to groan in Gethsemane, but God will not fail. So what does the text mean to us? Two things. No failure from for your work. Our labor is not in vain. Great work. There's a great work of getting the gospel to others. When they hear the God, and by the way, they can't get saved unless they hear. And they need to be sent. We're way behind in that department of sending the gospel. And so this is scarcely a David without an Eliab to sneer at him. But we're to press on, plod on. We're to work hard, trust in our God. Your work will not fail. The devil says it's failed. No. It didn't fail. The gospel never fails. God never fails. And so I say, why we can be sure of that promise? It's three things. It was God who promised them. And God never makes a promise he couldn't fulfill. Not one of the promises has failed. And so let God be God and every man a liar. And so it's not often the manner of the Lord to desert his servants. He will not put his servants in severe conflicts and then fail them. He's not going to drop us off down somewhere on a dead end street or a side alley and forget about us. No, he walks with us and he talks with us and he tells us, I'm his own. And the joy we share is a terror there none of us never know. And so I said he will not put his servants in severe conflicts and fail them. God will not be defeated. When he designs a thing, he accomplishes it. He designs his will for our life, but he discloses his will for our life. And so, hold this. Think seriously about this little thought here. The weakness of the instrument in his hands does not hinder him, nor the opposition of the enemy deter him. Amen. So I can't, but he can. I'm saying only believe him, and as we are weak as we are, the Lord said Paul speaking, he said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. And by the way, the treasure is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Lord's basically saying, Paul, if you take care of the treasure, I'll take care of the vessel. Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. And so only believe him. And as we work, and though we might be weak, we shall perform wonders. In our weakness and our feebleness, the strength of God shall be glorified. And so trust in God. Live for God. He loves you much too much. I'm saying to leave us. It's not as though we are aliens or we are strangers or we're mercenaries. We're the children of God. He's our Heavenly Father. God just has one family, and every blood-washed child's a part of it. He doesn't have any stepchildren. All of them is members of the same family. He said, that sounds like Baptist Bride. That sounds like the Bible to me. And so it comes back that we're his own children. God sees his own self in his servants. God sees his own self, and he sees the members of his own body, the body of Christ. And the very least among them is dear to him. And so I say, as they are the apple of his eye, as beloved as his own soul. And so I just want to say that God said to Joshua, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. If you thought sometime along the way that God failed you, you was mistaken. No, no, he hasn't failed anybody. And he still is giving God. And so my prayer is for Pastor Rutledge. By the way, as I said to you the other night, God might move his messengers, but his work goes on.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And God is able and willing to meet your needs.
Amen.
And be reminded that he'll not fail you.
That's right.
And he'll not forsake you.